At the beginning of the meeting, I would invite all of us to have a moment of silent prayer and meditation. Amen. As we begin the meeting this morning, we are praying about the news of the passing on of Udaja, one of our leaders and the great leaders of South Africa, Ubaba Matija Sefile. It has been revealed a lot of contribution in terms of the struggle. We sacrifice a lot, fighting for the freedom, fighting for the liberation and the liberation movement of the agency. We also know that he played a critical role in government by being a minister of sports for quite a number of years. He was a minister of sports and creation. He also was an ambassador to South Africa in Germany, and played various other roles in community and over and above, he was a minister of transition. So we regret that he had to depart, but it is not something that we could have prevented. It is the wishes of the Almighty. And we need to say that Ms. Sol Resinski is also a relative of Linda Sobila, one of our researchers in the community. So Linda, we do want to convey our condolences to you for losing your brother. And we hope that the Christians understand that we are all going to have a complete or another higher life. That is one first thing. And again, as we proceed, we regret to inform the other members of the Select Committee that our Secretary for Committee, Udanga, has actually resigned. We are going to miss him. He did a lot of good work for the committee. He got absorbed by one of the speakers, and we hope that as he proceeded to clean up the again, we would not have been able to prevent him from doing that, even if we have very much love to remain him. But we wish him all the best in his new endeavor. Hopefully, the institution is going to provide us with another secretary to take over from where he left and continue to do the good work he was doing. Let me welcome the Department of Higher Education and Training that is coming in to brief us on the bill, the amendment bill, that seeks to address the gaps of the Principal Act that we have for higher education and training, Act number 101 of 1997, I want to believe. That is to address some of the gaps that we are going to be talking about in that day. I envisage that this is not going to be a very long meeting, since it's not very many issues that we still seek to address. But we hope that all in all, at the end of the day, the group managed to ensure that we improve the quality of education that we have, the quality of higher education that we have in the country. The involvement of government by way of intervening through the minister of the department is going to do a lot of good in addressing some of the issues that are constrained in the functioning of the institutions of higher education, like the university, like the university colleges, as you now call them, like the colleges for higher education and training. I am not going to be laboring the point, but I know that the six also to look into issues of transformation. because we want to see transformation taking place in institutions of higher learning and attention being given to those institutions that historically were disadvantaged. I know that the universities have always claimed that they are autonomous and they are quite developed in their work without the involvement of the minister or the Department of Education, but they are operating under the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa. And to that extent, there is need for government to get involved directly. They also receive the subsidies for which they need to account much as they are autonomous. So maybe let me leave it at that point by way of opening remarks and hope that you are going to be hearing more from the department itself. On the side of apology, we have got an apology originated by the Minister of the Department of Higher Education and Training, Minister Blue, the Department of Culture, it is also a letter from the Minister Manana, who is also attending the same meeting. The same meeting as the Minister. I don't know if there are other stock. There was an apology yesterday, though, that the IT did not go back completely. We will go to record and give apology. I don't know if there is any other apology. There aren't any apologies other than those, then I go to the talk. We can then proceed with the business of the day and hand over to the department to proceed with the briefing. I don't know if you want us to introduce ourselves or you know us. You should be hearing us by now. No silence is not easy for the government. But if it's making easy, I am the next runner, the secretary of the select committee. Let me hand over to members to introduce themselves.
Good morning, my name is Chris Arthur.